From the point of view of a parent with a daughter who's currently on spring break, are there things parents in general should be watching out for during this time? Spring break is a lot of time to get bored for kids and probably a great opportunity to try and connect with them. What can a parent do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the first thing, obviously, is just education. I mean, parents have got to learn about this issue. And there's just no, what I'm finding, and I'm doing marathon presentations at this point, there's just no public awareness. And I'm just pleading with parents, learn about this issue, then share it with your family and friends. And then you've got to alert, for example, your police department, your politicians, that this is a concern and an issue. We do have a really good federal law in place to address, well, human sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. It is not being enforced consistently across Canada, and it's not being enforced in BC. And then in BC, we don't even have a public awareness campaign. Now, there is one organization I love. They're in the schools. They're doing great work called Children of the Street, and they are very effective. But overall, parents have no clue. So sex buyers, and I'm not just going to say sex traffickers, because it's the buyers that are causing the harm. They are acting with impunity in this country and in this province. BC's become a magnet for crime, for organized crime. We've really been soft on crime out here, and human trafficking is their big fundraiser. The way they do it is luring online. So if you've got a daughter, you've really got to talk to her. My favorite people to talk to are concerned fathers with daughters. I mean, you've really got to know what's going on with a device, and you've got to talk about it. The luring has become sophisticated. The sex traffickers are very organized, very sophisticated. They know what they're doing, and they put out a very large net to try to lure people in. And basically, they'll ultimately ask for a picture. They want a nude. Think Amanda Todd. That's exactly what we're talking about now. Except now the difference is these traffickers won't quit asking. They ask and they ask and they ask and they ask until they get a nude. And the other scary thing that's happening is the number of boys being targeted. They're typically targeted on video games, on the live chats or the direct messaging. And a lot of boys are being convinced to send nudes to, they think, young girls, but it's typically older men that are behind it. And then they are sextorted. They're asked for money. The girls will be asked for more videos and for more photos. That's what we had with the Amanda Todd situation. But this thing has escalated so fast. And that's why I'm just trying to alert media. Do your job here. Let the public know, because I would say the police have their hands tied, but the politicians really aren't tackling this at all. So that's why I've gone to media.
What can a person watch out for? How do they operate? What is their outreach to children?
Well, the outreach, like I mentioned, is mainly on the social media apps. That's how they're doing it. I mean, youth are not on Facebook so much, but it's Snapchat. It's definitely video games. It's TikTok. Those two platforms are particularly popular. I think it was the U.S. Surgeon General that just came out recently and said to parents, you don't want your youth 13 years of age and younger on these social media platforms. So I think that's really contributed to the problem. The other problem is these social media platforms, they have immunity from any kind of liability. I mean, somebody needs to go after these big tech companies. I mean, I'm thinking Google again, Snapchat, TikTok, all of them. And the good news in the States, at least, parents are getting together, families are getting together and filing lawsuits. We're not doing that up here in Canada. We're really, 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 really far behind. But I do want to alert everybody. There is the Canadian Sexual Exploitation Summit. It's the second one coming up this May 3 to 5, the Canadian Sexual Exploitation Summit. Anybody can go to it. You will meet the top global experts on sexual exploitation and all of this stuff in the world. I mean, it'll just be amazing. I will be presenting on it actually with a Vancouver Island University student, Tegan Marshall. We'll be talking on this. That is May 3 through to 5. It is a virtual conference and it is free. So for your listeners, I encourage you, please go to that so you can learn about this issue. And of course, Mike is doing a fantastic job in interviewing me. This is awesome. And Vancouver Island, just so everybody knows, is really, really vulnerable to this crime. The gangs, The organized crime element are very much entrenched on the island, as they are in Nanaimo, Victoria, and Vancouver. These are port cities. These are global tourism destinations. So along with this goes the criminal element. All of our communities now have a very nasty criminal underbelly, and this is where they're making their big money, because it's a low risk, high income crime. Now, in terms of parents, again, I'm going to get back on, in terms of devices, boy, you sure better learn about those devices, know what's going on. You've got to know all the passwords. You've got to put that router somewhere, somewhere safe. You don't want anybody on devices in the bathroom or in the bedrooms at night. Everything gets put away. And you really want to look for some warning signs. If your young person starts to withdraw from the family, loses interest in family activities or activities they normally love, or they become secretive, they become very sort of distant and upset. They don't like their devices removed. They get upset if they don't have access to their cell phones. I mean, there's lots to watch for, but I'm warning everybody in your audience, this thing has really, really escalated.
How does the grooming process work when they make contact? What are the steps that they take?
Well, I mean, there's not even any steps or procedures anymore. It's just reaching out and saying, hi, you look gorgeous. How are you? And youth now, I mean, they really want connection. They want that love, and they're curious, and they will respond. It doesn't take much. And these traffickers really quickly will say, send me a photo, send me a pic, and then send me a nude. Again, the other organization, best in the country, is cybertip.ca. Cybertip.ca. They're out of Manitoba, and they deal with sextortion, cyberbullying. Go to their website. You'll get all the information you need as a parent, all the resources you need. That organization really helped Carol Todd in dealing with her horrible situation with her daughter, Amanda.
In terms of grooming for sex trafficking, I think the last time we talked, you spoke of them offering gifts and understanding what the child was looking for. Is this still a problem, or is it mostly online outreach and sextortion and getting photographs of them?
I would say most of it's gone online. Why? Because it's so fast and easy, and the sex traffickers are having a lot of success with it. Yes, it will. I guess here's another warning sign. What you don't want, and this is why you have to talk to your children. I mean, you have to have the conversations, is the predators will then switch to offline and ask to meet in person. And that's the danger. And these youth will, I mean, they'll run out in the middle of the night and go meet this person. And it's a real problem with the Indigenous. The Indigenous are running. Many of their communities are not very healthy. And so youth will run. Again, they're offered the gifts, expensive presents. You're right. They will also transfer them to other platforms. They'll move them from, say, TikTok or Snapchat. They'll move them to, say, OnlyFans, which is an adult-only, very explicit. I mean, it's just a prostitution website, basically. And they'll switch them over to that, again, with the enticement of making a lot of money. And the only people that make money, of course, are the predators, and then the buyers get the satisfaction. So this thing is growing quickly, as I mentioned, and unless we start to really alert our politicians and our police, that we've got to start to back this thing up. And I would just say to parents, just get aggressive on this. Talk to your school boards. I mean, there's another thing. What is going on in your schools? What's school policy? There's not codes of conduct, for example, in schools. So there's predators even in the schools. There's been some reports that have come out. Again, CyberTip has come out with the research on the number of school personnel involved in exploitation of students. So, I mean, parents have just got to be aware, got to wake up. I'm not wanting to alarm anybody. My goal is to empower.
Do you feel enough is in the pipeline to try and help the situation?
No. Not even close. I mean, the people causing the harm are the sex buyers. I want to be really clear about, there's somebody out there that wants to buy this stuff, and they collect it. And they just, that's where they get their kicks, I guess. And we have to deal with the sex buyers. And it's predominantly men and boys. And we really have to teach our men and boys about what healthy sexuality looks like and what healthy relationships look like. I just love it. One survivor told me that sexuality is sacred and we need to respect ours and others. I think that one line has really made the difference for me. sexuality is sacred. The Indigenous women and girls always use the word sacred with me. And I love that. But I think everybody needs to keep in mind, sexuality is sacred. And this is what we need to teach our youth. Our children now are being sexualized aggressively, and we really must protect them. That's our job.
Before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to add? Anything you felt has been missed?
I think the most important thing is, I got this from Dr. Ingeborg Kraus. She's the top psychotrauma therapist in the world from Germany. And she said this, sexual violence is the deepest trauma a human being can experience. I mean, just let that sink in a bit. Sexual violence is the deepest trauma a human being can experience. So, I mean, that's the lens that I operate from, and that's why I want to stop sexual exploitation and protect children, youth, and the vulnerable.